In 1994, at age 43, I entered graduate school, excited about my prospects in the rhetoric and composition field. 9 years later, I defended my dissertation and, like Speaker One, celebrated my committee members' welcome. I had made it. By this time, I had also completed 2 years in a non-tenure track position, and since I deemed it non-negotiable to work without tenure, I negotiated with my university's administration to turn my NTT line into a tenure track one. My husband was about to step down from years in education, an acknowledgement of the degenerative Parkinson's disease that was having an impact on our lives the past 8 years. I not only wanted what I considered job security for us, I wanted the whole shebang, teaching, scholarship, service, and the rigor of working with peers in mutual accountability. As the years passed, I found the work culture isolating. I worked long hours on campus in a very small office with a view to another building. It had taken a few years to graduate to a room with any view at all. The offices lined long carpeted corridors, often silent, with faculty working at their desks behind gray steel office doors. I was isolated from a sense of community, caught up in the communal paranoia of whether or not we were making it. Since the institution that had granted my degree was the same institution that now issued my paycheck each month, I sometimes questioned whether or not I had made it. Would another university, one that did not know me, ask me to dance? I determined to find out on the market. When I was offered a full-time, fixed-interval faculty position at a university nearly 400 miles away, I accepted, but only after a 2-week agonizing decision-making process. I found it no small issue to leave tenure behind. While the school I left is an 8-campus state university with over 30,000 students, the campus where I now make my home is a small, private liberal arts university with 1,200 students. In my 5th year here, I was thriving in my role as faculty member and WPA, enjoying administrating and faculty support across the university. When I first arrived, I was told by my dean that I represent the best of both worlds, young in my career, yet having the wisdom of an older woman. I have made it. But have I? Old ways of thinking about tenure die hard. In my previous university, while many of us tenured and tenure-track faculty championed non-tenured faculty members, we also knew that we were privileged to have our positions of tenure. At my present university, the distinction of tenure and non-tenure does not exist. As a full-time continuing faculty member, I have had contract renewals each year of my first 3 years, and more recently, a 3-year contract renewal. In 2011, I was eligible to apply for a 6-year contract, this university's equivalent to tenure, according to administration. But tenure it is not, at least not the way I was trained to understand it. I have observed in this culture much of the hierarchy that undergirds my previous university structure is tenure system inextricably linked with institutional hierarchy and the dysfunctions associated with it. How can we find ways to unravel this? How can we find ways to thrive and experience healthy professions without thinking that we need to be part of systems that often work against our thriving and making it?